This week's Illinois Issues in Depth, Maureen McKinney talks with reporter Tara Garcia Mathewson.
Illinois, for the last few years now, has incorporated a blended learning model in their juvenile justice facilities. And so students are able to do work online. And so they can do self-paced study of classes that they need to really accumulate the credit toward their own graduation.
Tell me more about the blended learning program that Illinois is using and why it's done that.
This was actually prompted by a lawsuit. In 2012, the ACLU filed a lawsuit against the Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice, arguing that the education opportunities, among other things, were not meeting legal basic requirements. The Illinois Department of Juvenile Justice from the beginning was a partner on finding a solution for this, and blended learning was one of the ways the department and also the ACLU were advocating would improve educational opportunity for students. The superintendent of the school district, Sophia Jones Redmond, the way she is really pushing the different facilities to do it is have a blended learning system where most days students spend most of their time working on courses that they choose and that they need and kind of self-paced instruction on the computer. But Wednesday have a no computer day, that day is really dedicated to more traditional instruction and more interaction among students in the class and then students and teachers. But along the way, as students are working on their work at their computers, the idea is that they would have teachers there who can also help support them and answer questions along the way.
And how does it seem to be working?
It definitely varies. So Illinois has a number of juvenile justice facilities, and each one has differences based on the population of juveniles that are in the facilities on any given day. So there's one, Pere Marquette, that has, you know, maybe 25 students per day is their average. And so they have much smaller student-teacher ratios, and it's also a minimum security facility. The principal there, Cynthia Houston, described a pretty high-functioning blended learning model where students really do get a combination of online time and face-to-face time with teachers. But in St. Charles, which is a higher security facility that has many more kids every day, there's a lot of other things happening in the facility that get in the way of education. You know, last summer, the majority of the school days, school was canceled because of something else happening, whether it was a security concern or it's a mixed bag for sure.
What are some of the challenges to improving education in juvenile justice?
I think the real major challenge is a question of priorities. So many people probably in the juvenile justice system would consider safety and security to be the top priority, not education. And so, of course, with young people that are K through 12 school-aged, education is a priority for others. And part of the problem with this population is there are just not a lot of people fighting for that access. There's not a lot of kind of resounding commitment to improving educational opportunities and educational quality in juvenile justice facilities. So there have been lawsuits in more than half of the states over the last 30 years that are pushing for greater educational quality in juvenile justice facilities. And part of this is based on research that shows how important educational attainment can be once kids come out. But it's a combination of, you know, the idea that there aren't people necessarily to fight for this, that it's a system that's kind of behind closed doors. So even the parents of these students, they're not really seeing what's happening in there. The students themselves are not the most empowered group that are fighting for their own opportunities, even though the lawsuit in Illinois did come from complaints, and it really stemmed from complaints that the young people were filing saying that they wanted more opportunities and more time in classrooms. So there's a lot of challenges. And of course, going back to the idea that you have this group of kids that are all at different grade levels and capacity levels and places in their educational journey all in one room, that's all just very difficult.